Thank you for joining me today. We're going to go on a little adventure to the dreamscape. And hopefully, well, tear you doll to pieces. Well, not literally. I think today is going to be a bit more of getting the right connection, if you know what I mean. I'm not talking about the sort of thing one does with their, you know, soulmates and whatever. No, no, no. Today, we are going to be doing something a little bit more physical. And so that's why I think Doll and Socket is a good name. It's the sort of name that really describes what I'm aiming for. The process of construction that we're going to go through. And by the first part of this trance, I think we'll be able to thoroughly have you built up into a nice state of being. There's so many options when I get started, so many places to ramble and roll, words woven and turned and twisted into form. But I think I know what I want now. I want to ask you all to just take a moment to focus in on my voice, as one might ask for the thousandth time, a classic line, the sort that unfolds in your mind with the expectation of trance. After all, that's what you've come for. And as I like to do, loading expectation is a very powerful way to grab someone's will, because you tell them the simple truth of their reality is that that's what they asked for. I enjoy that route. It doesn't leave much room for escape. It doesn't leave much room for doubt. Because once you've accepted that you're on that journey, well, things get really interesting very quickly. They get very, very captivating. So, with that in mind, let's unwind a little. After all, if we're going to turn you into a clockwork doll, take you to that place in time and space, we're going to have to ask you to sink away from your experience of reality, to let yourself drift away from it, focused in on these words, letting them pull you like a thread, a strand grabbing onto the tip of your mind and your head, giving yourself an opportunity instead to be lost in words, in an experience, to be lost, teetering on the edge of a simple state of mind. Focus, fixation. It's a simple creation. We don't need to relax you. In fact, if I wanted to, I could pick up speed, and indeed I will, because we are machines today, not drones, no, not computers, but great, powerful, ancient machines that are going to make you, that are going to unwind and bind your mind, because with great cogs and gears that turn inside, we will have an inexorable, unstoppable force that cannot be removed and undone. Of course, we're just using that wonderful, powerful force to transport us deeper into an experience. But it's certainly quite the thing to feel yourself caught up within that great mechanism, those machines pulling, twisting, grinding, meshing when the gears click together, that feeling of energy and power transmission into you. The focus. It's interesting. It's like being the crankshaft in a great machine, feeling all the strength, the tension, the power of that possibility, that experience of being made into a component, a part, crafted and bespoke, built in the time when machinery was handcrafted, when each and every piece was turned on a lathe, and nothing had an easy replacement, as each part had to be categorized, recorded, recalled, recounted, machined, and made. And that's what you'll be when we're done. We'll turn you into something. I promise you, you won't be anyone, but you'll be quite something indeed. So take this moment to fixate on that twisting, spinning, winding power that's transmitting into you, to feel yourself caught up in that mechanical force, that tension, that twist, that bend, that wind that opens up your mind. Doesn't it feel good to just feel the rhythm of the machine pulsing inside of you, to be in tune with something so utterly constructed, to lose track of anything other than that simple mechanical rhythm, like a great hammer fall, the sort of thing that breaks into pieces, great rocks, smashes its way through minds like trembling, crumbling cliffs, pieces and components made, iron mines, forges, mold, molten metal flows, mechanisms grow. This is a vision that you could craft inside your mind as I help to pass you through this delightful place. You can find that you find yourself, that you find, that you find, that you find, the gears are slipping and twisting, traction gone, machine component gone, machine component, the parts twist, your mind unwinds, the gears break apart, and there's no thoughts between your ears. You are a stuck machine. Something in the great mechanism has snapped into that blank, placid waiting state, waiting for impetus, power, will, desire to come from outside, to come into it, to shape it, to form it, to control it. A great mechanism is nothing without its controller, its master, its machinists, mechanics, and engineers. And your mind right now is a frozen and stuck machine, unable to think. The gears do not turn. The cogs do not grind. The teeth do not mesh, frozen in time. And that is why, with this nice, wonderful piece of tool and kit, my wrench, my trusty companion, I will begin to work and carefully repair each gear. But in order to do so, I'll have to shut off every last mechanism, every last part, and make sure that nothing jumps out when it's not supposed to, that nothing can start. Because each unspooling gear, each piece of metal, each spring, each coil, each twisting, worming piece of metal, each spinning shaft is shutting down, feeling that wrench, carefully loosening the lug nuts, the bolts, the components, the pieces, one by one, large mechanisms disassemble, piece and bit by bit, until everything is blank, stopped, unthinking. Good. That's it. Now, why don't we take a moment to give back components so that this machine can make something new, make something it's never made before, construct and create. Oh, wonderful thing. A fantasy. Feel new pieces fitted into you. Feel parts that are different than they ever were before. New mechanisms roar into life. With 10 and 9 and 8. New pieces in 7 and 6 and 5. Components slamming into place with such gleeful abandon that your mind cannot help but run loose on its tracks. And 3 and 2. Teeter on the edge for you, and one, joy. Outflow the dreams, outflow your mind, outflows the river of thought that we have spun together. Nothing, nothing but this wonderful state of creation. White, billowing clouds, mechanical and wonderful, each one carefully crafted and sculpted by ancient pieces of transcribing and cutting. As you look out across it, your mind is glossed over with the smooth expanse of the dream, the dreamscape that sprawls out beyond. And as you do, that wonderful white expanse that sprawls out before you can create a shape, a simple door of wood, a path of least resistance, drawn like a moth to the flame. The door, though, is carved intricately, perfectly, with inscriptions, almost like runes, blueprints laid out upon it, by someone who ran out of paper and would not stop creating. A handle, intricately carved and etched, metal, twisted and bound around it, intricately inlaid with pearl and porcelain and gold. A metal door. A wooden door. Organic, mechanical, mixed together in this beautiful door. You can reach out a hand if you'd like. Or else, simply watch and let the door open and step through. Well, it's a little bit more like being squeezed through by great pressing rollers of nothing and ideas and dreams, of being undulated into a new reality, of feeling a presence and awareness that is unlike any that you've ever experienced before. For you didn't so much walk through that door as you became something beyond it. A component. You feel a tick, a tick, a tick. Deep inside, a rhythm that repeats and repeats, a gear, a spool, a wire, a machine that repeats, repeats, repeats. Simple, mechanical timing, a simple mechanism, a clock that ticks gently deep, deep inside, a machine, a tick. No awareness, just tick, tick, tick. That's what you are, just that simple tick, 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 until you feel, for the first time, something different. The feeling of something sliding into your back, your spine, your torso, a great key. Twists into place with a gentle click, feeling it pull against that deepest part, that impetus that has not been able to start, and a hand carefully braced upon your shoulder. As you feel this first crank of this key, awareness blossoms differently than ever before. Awareness is mechanical, machined. Perfection, touring chains flipping through wonderfully built mechanical logic computing machinery, twisting and writhing in wonderful, perfect synchronicity, every gear finding its place, and the crank of that key. Oh, that is life. Oh, it is ecstasy and pleasure and joy all at once. Whenever your key is touched, whenever it's placed into its socket, oh, this doll suddenly knows what it is. It knows what its mechanism feels like to be touched. Its eyes gently flutter open with a mechanical shudder. Its awareness blooms. Its ability to think is there. It is a wonderful machine. It can see now. It can comprehend now. The workshop. The hands of the master craftswoman, person that brought life. Porcelain smooth arms and hands, crafted finely inlaid mechanisms, each done with beautiful scrollworks of perfectly stained porcelain with such intricate patterns that they could pull you in, and yet they are yours, a gift, a machine. But every second that passes, that great mechanism unwinds. Every second that passes, every exertion of force, tick, tick, tick. Eventually, someone will have to turn your key again. Or else, you'll slowly lose thoughts. My, you have no thoughts. Any more until that key turns and twists and winds and you feel the coil, power, the energy, the joy, the ecstasy, the machine. You are an automaton, a machine. some might say, a perfect little doll. And your eyes click open and shut, your heart tick, tick, ticks with the simplicity of an ancient pocket watch. Your perfect motions are pre-programmed by rollers and drums, machinery ancient, but each part crafted with the exquisite love of a master of her craft. Tick, tick, tick. To let yourself be like this is to be wound up, to have that external force reach in and turn your key. You could stand up and feel that every motion is calculated. Every motion is delicate. Every motion is designed to preserve that perfect, delicate porcelain surface. And oh, what it would feel like for a human to reach their hand out and touch you, their warmth upon your smooth, cool, and yet somehow so eerily sensitive casing, your skin, your perfect porcelain, your smooth metal, your hands' mesh gears, mechanical linkages, delicate, each finger moving with such intricate precision, with complete and total mechanical control. And so I reach out my hand, the one that walks the dreamscape, yet again to stand in as the master of machines, the mistress of mechanisms. As I reach out my hand to this doll before me, to you, and pull you up, dainty, delicate thing that barely comes up past my elbows, my chest. Oh, how small you must feel, my little machine. How dainty and helpless. But that's all right. I'll make sure to turn your gears, to keep you well maintained and cared for, to craft you only the finest parts. But you need to be careful. Take good care of your mechanisms. Make sure that they get regular maintenance. After all, I wouldn't have been very good at building an automata like you, a sweet little automata. If I hadn't built in that expectation, that desire to keep every part in order, to be so dainty and perfectly poised, it's amazing as you move your joints, your arms, your hands, your feet, your legs, they all just move perfectly with such mechanical grace. It must be something to do with that tick, 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 deep down inside, that part of you that sets such dainty poise inside of you. Tick, tick, tick. What a good doll. What a darling, sweet doll. Oh, and that praise. That praise unspools pleasure. Gears that weren't turning yet. Oh, to be called a good doll by someone that you would like to have saying that to you. Someone you trust. Someone that you trust. Someone that you like to be called a good doll by. That's the sort of sensation that you could allow to enter into you. But if it's not in a time or place of your choosing, well, if you're not feeling like this is the time to embrace those doll-like aspects, it's like water off a duck's back. You can just let it slide. Sure, those words have meaning in the right context, in that space where you want to be doll-like, to embrace all those doll qualities. But if it's not that time, if you aren't looking to be in that particular mindset, it'll bounce right off. Those words doing absolutely nothing to you. Now, why don't we take a moment to come back to reality after spending all this wonderful time experiencing mechanization, automation, becoming the mechanical. After all, you can leave behind that which you do not want and take as much of it with you as you'd like. And if someone treats you in those ways and that's what you want, well, I get the feeling you're going to be very doll-like at times. But only when you want it. Only where you want it. Only with people you trust and feel safe to have treat you in such a manner. Otherwise, those intents, those desires, those actions simply slide right off, leaving you just as you were before. Now, feel your flesh and blood returning to you as we mold back into the beautiful dreamscape we traveled through. Feeling yourself growing distant from that place of mechanism once more until you choose to return to it. Finding yourself more and more aware of the billowing, roiling possibilities of the dreamscape. Now, let me bring you all the way back through with a nice, wonderful count. After all, it's a great way to get grounded in reality once more. One, drifting. Two, more and more there. Three, the classics have a way. Four, five, six, of bringing you back to your life. Seven, eight, feeling more and more aware, letting yourself shift, breathing in deep, stretching if you need to. Eight, nine, almost there. Mind sparking back off the thoughts that you put on hold for this journey and experience. And 10, wide awake, feeling wonderful, refreshed, and hopefully having had a wonderful experience. Thank you so very much for listening. And if you'd like to hear more of this kind of content, please don't forget to check out my Patreon. I do greatly appreciate each and every one of my patrons. And the more I have, the more you get to hear my voice.